With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Kristi Noem has been fired as Homeland Security Secretary after facing waves of criticism about how she handled the job. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After repeated calls for Noem's resignation from both Republicans and Democrats, President Trump announced Noem's departure as DHS Secretary. The president wrote online that Noem will become a special envoy for a new security initiative in the Western Hemisphere. He also announced the nomination of GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to take over Homeland Security at the end of March.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Defense Secretary Hegseth today urged Latin American countries to take a more aggressive approach against drug cartels.
Business as usual will not stand. This means that for every country in this hemisphere, border security must be your top priority. Border security is national security.
Hegseth told regional defense officials gathered in Miami the administration would be forced to act on its own unless governments do more to help them stop the cartels in their countries. Ben Thomas reports military has identified two more of the soldiers killed in Kuwait.
In all, six soldiers were killed Sunday when a drone strike hit a command center in Kuwait. After identifying four of them Tuesday, the Pentagon has now provided the last two names. 55-year-old Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert Marzen of Sacramento, California, and 45-year-old Major Jeffrey O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. At a news conference Wednesday, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth was asked about guarding against such drone attacks.
We have pushed every counter-UAS system possible forward, sparing no expense or capability.
The White House says President Trump will attend the dignified transfers of the soldiers when they arrive back in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
And the House set to vote today on a resolution that would halt military action in Iran. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Indiana. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Brownsburg Community Schools Corporation will pay John Kluge $650,000. He was forced out after refusing to refer to transgender students by their chosen pronouns. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Kluge and says, quote, "This settlement confirms what the law has always said. Public schools cannot force teachers to violate their religious beliefs. Schools should learn that refusing to accommodate religious employees can be expensive." Michael Harrington reporting.
Israelis continue to celebrate the Jewish holidays, even as the war with Iran continues. This week's celebration of Purim, which is normally marked by boisterous street parades and costume parties, featured activities inside bomb shelters instead. In Tel Aviv, people of all ages wearing their Purim costumes streamed into a mall's underground parking lot that also functions as a bomb shelter for the traditional reading of the Purim story. This is SRN News. A growing debate over maritime security after the U.S. sunk one of Iran's flagship warships.
As Sri Lankan officials report another Iranian vessel in their waters, officials in New Delhi, India, say that the Iranian warship sunk by a U.S. submarine near Sri Lanka had participated in naval exercises hosted by India, with 74 countries participating, before heading out into international waters in the Indian Ocean on its way home. The sinking has ignited a debate in India about maritime security in the Indian Ocean, a region where New Delhi maintains a significant naval presence. President Donald Trump says one of his key objectives is to wipe out Iran's navy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, it's been rough going for the major indexes today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 854 points, and NASDAQ is up by 135. More on these stories at srnnews.com.